You're listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded on February 25th, 2020, and published on February 26th, 2020. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, how do you like your eggs? I'm Kevin. I'm going to go with over hard, optionally scrambled.
My name's Alexander, and I would say scrambled with salt and pepper.
I'm Lucas, and I will go with over easy, salt and pepper as well. I gotta have pepper in the eggs.
If you're doing your eggs over easy, do you just let it run all over the plate, or are you thinking you have toast as well?
Either way is okay. You can, like, soak up the yolk with the egg white if you have a piece of toast. That's preferable.
That's nasty.
It's delicious.
No.
I never learned to appreciate runny yolk and toast. Although, like, on the surface, I'm like, oh, that's probably really good, though.
It is very good. I mean, sometimes I'll go scrambled instead.
I like
either way, it's all about the pepper.
I like scrambled because it's impossible to mess up scrambled. Over hard, I have messed up over hard eggs.
Mm.
But the real way you do it, you throw some cheese in there, make an omelet.
It's true.
And by some cheese, you mean a lot of cheese?
Depends on what kind of cheese you have.
So I'm thinking a lot of cheese.
I would go with a lot of cheese.
I've done a pepper jack omelet before. That is the way to go right there.
I don't think I have, but that sounds good. However, here's the thing. I have learned the hard way. There is such a thing as too much cheese. But
true.
No, get yourself some egg, get yourself some cheese, throw it between a couple of slices of bread or toast or hamburger buns. Really good between hamburger buns.
Mm.
Breakfast of champions right there. You got your carbs, you got your fats, you got your cholesterol, you got your protein. It's all balanced. Throw some butter in there, get your daily saturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first guy to eat a chicken egg, or I guess any animal egg? That'll be a wild experience.
I think that's an interesting talking point, is what foods did somebody eat for the first time that you're like, why did you think to put that in your mouth?
I think the better question is, who's the first person to figure out that it's better if you cook it first?
True.
For how many hundreds or thousands of years were people eating eggs uncooked?
Or still doing so, like apparently Lucas likes.
There's a difference between, like, sunny side up and uncooked.
I don't think so. It's just nasty. The whole thing is just nasty.
You are entitled to your opinion, no matter how wrong it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point do we actually start, like, cooking meat?
I don't know. I never understood the appeal of, like, super rare. But I don't get fancy meat the way people mm-hmm. do. I'm like, is it meat? Yes. Okay. Good. That's my standard.
Mm-hmm. How do you define fancy meat?
Like, oh, I'm gonna do like a steak, and I'm not gonna cook it, but I'm just gonna sear both sides, and that's done. Okay. I guess that's apparently it's technically fine, but why? Why not just cook it?
Because the flavor changes substantially.
You also have
the texture.
That's true. You also have the people who get very snobbish about it, to where it's like, look, if you're just going to put steak sauce on it, don't be eating a steak, because then you're ruining the flavor of the steak. And I'm like, no, I like A1. Deal with it. Eat your own steak.
All right, but who's the first person to go deep sea fishing, find an octopus, and say, hey, let's eat this?
You know, I don't know, but I'm probably going to say somebody in Japan.
Ooh, interesting.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, hey, we dipped down to catch some fish, and this other thing came up. Well, let's throw it on the fire anyway.
That's probably not too far from the truth.
Or something like caviar. Like, hey, this is good out of chickens. Let's try it out of fish.
Yeah, why not?
It just boggles my mind. It's like, oh, cow is good. But you know what's really good? Really young cow.
I mean, here's the thing. If you raise cow, or cattle, if you want to be romantic, you will learn that, hey, the older it is, the less good the meat is. So what if we get it younger? What if we get it, like, really young? Then what's it like?
Mm-hmm.
That's just logical conclusion.
There is a type of fish. I want to say it's, like, some kind of, like, a puffer fish. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember the name of it. That, like, a very small part of it is actually edible, and the rest is poisonous. To the point where, like, if you want to be a chef who prepares that fish, you have to be, like, trained on how to cut it so that you don't contaminate the part of it that's edible. And if you mess it up, people die.
That's also Japanese thing, right?
It is a Japanese thing. I don't think it was on Deadly Sketch. But like, how did we get there? How just trial and error? You figure that out?
Well, and how have we decided which mammal's milk is suitable to eat or drink?
Well, I think it depends on where you live.
Are you saying okay as in possible to consume, or do you mean as in culturally accepted to consume?
Either one, I guess. Because I mean, okay.
Possible to consume probably involved trial and error.
But like, okay, cows are fine. Goats are okay. What about a giraffe? Like, where do we draw the line? Like, is yak's milk good?
I've never had it. Couldn't tell you.
I haven't either. But like, these are questions I have. And I don't have answers to them.
I think that's mostly a matter of economy. Because, I mean, have you ever tried to milk a giraffe?
No, but nobody's ever had, like, dog's milk. I mean, we have plenty of dogs. We're not drinking their milk.
Are they? This is why I would ask, are they milkable? But I really don't want to, like, explore that topic. So I'm just going to say, yeah, sure.
Well, this is not a new segment of, is it milkable?
Will it milk?
Send that to Red Link.
That is the question.
Will it milk? Yes.
I'm guessing it's probably either not very pleasant for humans to consume, or it's just very difficult to get any meaningful amount out of them. Probably more likely the latter than the former, because people will consume some really weird stuff if given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like octopus.
So what is the definition then of milk? Because like you have like almond milk and coconut milk.
Those are not milks.
But they're milk. I mean, like, it's specifically called milk, and everybody accepts it.
It's branded as milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not milk. Just because it's a white liquid doesn't mean it's milk. It's not lactate.
Okay, but they're not calling it lactate. They're calling it milk.
But milk comes from a mammal.
Does it? That's what I'm saying. What's the definition of milk?
According to whom? Because there might be a legal definition. According to my podcast, I would say a milk is anything that people call a milk.
What about milk of magnesium? Now we got real problems. That's a friggin' mineral. Apparently milk can be anything.
Exactly. I liked it.
The descriptivist in me has overcome the prescriptivist in me, linguistically speaking. So I'm becoming a whole lot more laissez-faire on what I consider to be a valid definition of word and what isn't. Except for literally. I will die on that hill.
Will you literally die on that hill?
I will figuratively die on that hill.
You will figuratively die on that literal hill? Or you will literally die on a figurative hill?
I will probably literally die on the figurative hill.
Interesting.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, I mean, they say pick your battles, but I mean, if you pick the wrong one, it's your last one.
I mean, that's why they want you to pick them and not just... So speaking of picking your battles... No, this is not a segue. Next segment. So I was going to do some Google review games with you guys. Specifically, I was going to give you guys a Google review of a location and then have you try and guess what the location is, and whoever got it right would get a point. The problem is that Alexander and Lucas do not live anywhere near each other. So I can't just throw out a location and assume both of you are familiar with it. So I had to go through and pick out places in Casper and pick out places in Kalamazoo. And I got about halfway through, and then we had to record the podcast. So I'm scrapping that idea. Instead, we're just going to go through some Google reviews and maybe give our own commentary on them.
Perfect.
I like it.
Are you going to tell us what places these are being reviewed, or can we just guess randomly at what you're talking about?
Well, I will let you guys do a guess if you want first. However, I'm going to start with just tips for people leaving Google reviews. Maybe actually, like, okay, I'll just explain. This review is from Tinka B. I do not know where this is for because I forgot to write it down. This is the only one in my collection I do not have a location for. But it is 1 star, 3 weeks ago. Called several times, and were lied or our calls were ignored. We have all calls recorded, and advised the person on the phone they were being recorded, and our lawyer will be in contact. Response from the owner. If you leave no context other than a 1 star, how can we improve our service? So basic courtesy, if you're going to give a review of a place, and give a 1 star, please do give something that's actually maybe actionable. Unless you're just trying to work.
Some people just complain to complain, man. I complain just to be heard.
Or to try and get something out of it.
That's true. Okay, here's a place both of you are familiar with. This will be the only challenge. If either of you gets this, I have no idea how either of you are going to get this, but you're both familiar with this location. You have both visited this location on multiple occasions.
Culver's.
This review is by Candy M, who has left 4 reviews. 5 stars, 3 years ago. Mike, you have no clue, fool. !
What?
Can you read it one more time, please?
Okay. This is Candy M. Mike, you have no clue, fool. ! Mike is capitalized, and no is capitalized. This is a 5-star review.
Okay. 5 stars. Mike, you have no clue.
So I'm painting a story in my mind. Some dude named Mike told Candy, this place is not good. It's trash. Don't eat there. And then she went there. She ate it, and it was so darn good that she had to put Mike on blast publicly without anyone knowing who this Mike is, because it's just his first name, and let him know you have no clue.
Well, I will give you guys a little bit more context. A little bit more context. This is a place with 4 reviews, if I recall correctly, all of which were fairly good.
4 reviews. This has to be an obscure place. Is this Ray Ray's?
No.
Is it Rixie's?
It is not even a restaurant.
Oh. Is it a retail outlet?
It is not.
Is it a hospital?
Close. It is Prospect Hill, Paw Paw, Michigan. Mike, you have no clue, fool. So as much as I like your story, Lucas, I really, really want to know what the context for this review is.
No, this changes everything.
Explain what Prospect Hill is.
Prospect Hill is a cemetery in Paw Paw, Michigan that we used to visit annually every year, not because we knew anybody in there, if I recall correctly, but simply because it had a really nice scenic overlook and had a nice trail through the forest behind it.
So my mental story has completely changed now to where Candy and Mike had some beef while Mike was alive. And now that Mike has shuffled off the end of his mortal coil, she has taken the beef to Google reviews.
I gave the place 5 stars. So clearly, whatever this was, it was not Prospect Hill's fault.
I say the only thing that lasts longer than the epitaph on a tombstone is a Google review.
This review also has 1 like.
Wow.
Oh, Alexander, sometimes I'm coming through on your microphone. Could you maybe adjust your output settings a little bit or something so we get less echo?
Try that.
Okay, we'll try that. Thank you.
Is it possible that like one of the other reviews person's name was Mike and they said something and this reviewer was arguing with that?
I don't recall seeing that because, well, 1, there weren't many other reviews. 2, there weren't many negative reviews, if any. It had 4 reviews, and I only saw 3. One of them didn't even have any text. It was just a 5-star review. I don't recall what the other one was, but it had some pictures of Prospect Hill. I'm surprised. Also, I learned something today. Apparently, sometimes army recruiters will just take a photo of, like, their business card and, like, other... It's not even memorabilia. It's just, like, recruit stuff. I've seen this multiple times. Actually, I'll put this in 1 second. So the listeners will not be able to see this image. But I've seen other ones like this. Specifically, I saw one of these in Casper as well. One of the photos is from this recruiter. He's a staff sergeant in the United States Army. And the other one is a photo of a uniform with an airborne patch on it. I don't know why. Were you trying to recruit inside of Noodles?
Maybe.
Also, Alex, you're going to have to readjust your sound again. The echo seems worse. Okay,
we'll maybe let's turn my overall volume down.
We'll figure that out. Okay, here's another one. I don't think you guys are going to get. So I'll just give you the review and then just follow it up with the punchline, unless you really want to guess. This is from Martini B. 1 star, 4 months ago. This is in Casper, Wyoming. For the past 5 years, I've probably been greeted here 1, maybe 2 times by somebody that doesn't have a gigantic chip on their shoulder. Have you ever dealt people that you know you have to be overly nice, or else they'll immediately get an attitude with you? That's everyone that's ever worked at the front desk here. Always a problem with the paper water bill, or you can't show it on your phone, and you have to print it out, that way you can waste ink on paper. It's almost like they get disappointed if you don't respond to their terrible customer service in a bad way. Yes, that sentence is repeated. Apple customer service. Where else are you going to go, though, right?
Is that a Genius Bar?
This is from the Casper Regional Landfill.
What?
Yes. This guy's complaining about the customer service at the landfill.
People don't understand how the internet works.
Over the past 5 years.
Interesting. Yeah, Casper Landfill doesn't have a very good reputation, to be honest.
Are you serious? I didn't know it had a reputation.
Oh, it has a reputation. Well, so there was a fire that started, I think, from like stuff that like got hot while decomposing at the landfill, and the wind caught it and burned all the way to the county line. Oof. On a day where we were having like 60-mile-an-hour gusts, like the fire itself was moving.
Wait, is it? Is it a day where we have 60-mile-an-hour gusts? It was nice of it gusts.
To stop at the county line, though.
That's true. It's very polite.
Well, it stopped at the county line because, I mean, we're talking dozens of miles of burn. But the fire was moving at, you know, 15, 20, 30 miles an hour sometimes. Sometimes it was moving even faster just because the wind was so strong. It literally just pushed it as fast as it could across grassland. And so the county next over went out and just dug a trench straight along the county line and just made it all dirt for, you know, like 40 feet across. So that when that fire got to that edge, it had nothing left to burn. But it took out a lot in its path.
Also, you said it happened on a day that had 60-mile-an-hour gusts. Isn't that like Tuesday?
I think the issues were not just the gusts, but like the sustained winds. Because like we were sustained like above the 20s all the time. And then it kept gusting over and over again above 60. And so, yeah, that moves a fire pretty quick.
That's entirely understandable. So moving on here, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to give you something that is not a 1-star or a 5-star review. This is from Eric B., a Dairy Queen in Casper, Wyoming. I've been to both east and west side locations. I prefer the east. They seem to be a little more pleasant and professional. 3 stars. If your preferred location gets the 3 stars, what does that tell you about the west side Dairy Queen?
Oof.
Well, now I'm wondering where the east side Dairy Queen is. How old is that review?
5 months ago.
5 months ago. Where's the Dairy Queen on the east side? Hang on, I'm going to have to look at a map of my own city.
It's like a third of the way from the edge of the town, I think. I'm really bad with the layout of Casper, although much more familiar with it since the past, you know, hour, 90 minutes of studying. Anyways, the response for the owner says, "We appreciate the review, Eric. Our team always strives to provide great experiences for our fans, so we hope you visit us again soon. DQ Fan Relations Team." Because he forgot the bit where the guy gave him 3 stars. It's a great experience, guys. Your real 3-star location right there.
As you can tell, I don't hit Dairy Queen very much. Clearly, I've never hit the one on the east side of town.
Well, apparently it's better than the west side.
Grill and Chill.
Yes, that is
the one. Interesting.
Here's the thing. I've never been to a Dairy Queen and had like anything other than a neutral experience or worse. It's either kind of lousy or it's ice cream.
Well, I think when you have Culver's, Dairy Queen will never be good. Because anything that Dairy Queen does is going to be 2 steps down from what Culver's does.
And also, Dairy Queen doesn't really do burgers.
Well, they try.
Really?
I don't know. You can get a burger at Dairy Queen.
Can you get onion rings at Dairy Queen?
You can get french fries and chicken strips.
But can you get onion rings?
Probably.
Probably not good ones, though.
Onion rings at the Dairy Queen, huh? I don't know.
I feel like there'd be few foods sadder than poorly done onion.
Jacob and I got chicken tenders at a Dairy Queen one time. I think we were on a road trip, and it was like late at night. We were driving through the night, or we just had like a couple more hours to get to our hotel, and we just really wanted something to eat. So we stopped at Dairy Queen and got chicken strips. Very surreal experience to be in Dairy Queen at night eating chicken strips in a strange town that you don't know the name of.
That's true of like any late night during a road trip. Because you've been driving all day, and then you stop somewhere, and you're a completely unfamiliar area, and you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do. It fits into so many.
Okay, so Dairy Queen has, on its snacks and sides, it has fries, onion rings, cheese curds, pretzel sticks with zesty queso.
Ew.
I feel like I would like to try all 4 of those things and rate them.
I feel like I would like to try all 4 of those things from somewhere else.
They do have a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and a 3rd pound double with cheese burger.
Who's going to Dairy Queen for a 3rd pounder? Although you want to talk about nasty. So Checkers has become sort of my go-to, I don't want actual food, but cheap.
No.
And I found this review by RLC, Checkers of Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is the one on Drake, for those of you who are wondering.
Six months ago. Is there another one?
I don't know. There might be one over on like the east side. I'm not sure. This place needs to be looked at by corporate and health code department for restaurant violations. I was customer DS221 and was going through drive-thru. And the girl at the window gave two dog treats to a dog and vehicle in front of us, and even put it in mouth of dog. We pull up to window, and I expected her to wash her hands, and she didn't leave windows, took our money, handed us change, and even made our milkshakes, putting life on, etc., without washing hands. Disgusting. 1 star.
I feel like that is justified right there.
the slightly troubled English makes this review so much better.
What kind of milkshake are you getting at Checkers that they put life on?
Yeah, man.
I need that good life milkshake.
I actually don't even know what was meant there. Oh my goodness. But yeah, the funny thing is, I've had absolutely, like, the staff at the Checkers there, I've had, like, great experiences with.
Well, see, you got to be a regular and they treat you right.
Apparently.
I'm sure if you brought a dog in, she'd give you treats.
That's true.
Great staff, horrible hygiene.
That sounds about it. Here's a Google review that I think is totally accurate, which Alexander will not have the context for. But Lucas probably, in fact, you might have been here when I read this one to the gang earlier. This is from somebody that both of you have at least met, possibly even remember. So I will not say the name for the listeners, because I do not want to single this person out. But he's been leaving a lot of reviews lately. And this is not the guy you two are thinking of. This is somebody else. But this is for the Popeyes in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Sat in the drive-thru for 13 minutes, and the line didn't move ahead a single inch. Literally. Also, didn't feel very safe in my car. The parking lot was like a combination between a Greyhound bus stop, a refugee camp, and the homeless shelter. 1 star.
Is this the Popeyes on West Main?
It is. That thing moves so slowly.
It's true.
Do not go there. Like, sometimes you read these reviews, and it's like, this looks like a guy just had a bad experience. Everybody I've talked to, Popeyes is
slow. So, I have a story about that Popeyes. We attempted to go there to pay American dollars for food, which is supposedly what they advertise you can do there. We also sat in the drive-thru for several minutes, and it didn't move. So we thought, let's go inside. Maybe that will be faster. So we parked the car and went inside to find a line inside, which also was not moving. And then we watched as there was one lady taking orders, one guy making sandwiches, everyone else standing around not knowing what to do. Then we watched as the manager came out of the back, got in his car, and drove away. At which point we said, let's eat somewhere else. And we left. We've not been back since, because that's terrifying.
I've not been back there, because every time it's like, no, but I want to actually go somewhere else today, thanks.
I think you really got to go down with the ship, though. I mean, the manager shouldn't be leaving.
No.
If it's bad, it's bad because of you. That's leadership.
Speaking of bad management, here's a Burger King in Casper, Wyoming, reviewed by Purple M 4 months ago. Looking for a bad time? Then this is the place to go. I really wish Google would allow negative stars to rate this restaurant. The food quality? We don't know. We waited 20 minutes in the drive-thru after ordering. They didn't have any customers inside or in the drive-thru besides us. That should have been our first clue. I had to pull around and go inside to get my refund. The manager slowly meandered out of her office while the staff continued to stare at the TV screen. I got no emotion in the face of the manager with no apology or explanation. Apparently, to get a position here, you just need a pulse and half a breath. Thank you, Burger King. Now I will be reading reviews even for fast food places, so this doesn't happen to my family again. 1 star.
Is this the one on Wyoming Boulevard?
I could not tell you. You could probably pull it up fairly quickly and find the review. All I have written down in my notes is Burger King, Casper, Wyoming. I didn't put down the actual street.
But it sounds like you are familiar with the Burger King that may suffer from these problems.
Well, there's only three in town, and I know two of them well enough that I'm guessing it's the other one. I'm hoping it's the other one.
Although I'm a little concerned about you knowing Burger King's well.
Okay, so you understand, like, we get these coupons in the mail from Burger King.
That's true.
And they're for some really good deals, like literally half off of stuff that I like.
I don't know. That is a fair point. I get those coupons in the mail as well.
And so it's like, okay, I can get two junior Whoppers and two French fries for half the normal cost. And so I eat the Whoppers and my wife eats the French fries and the vegetables off the Whopper. And it works out perfect.
Hmm. Yeah, that does work.
the most recent time I went to Burger King, I did get the $1.69. Is it 69 cents or 49 cents?
49 cents if you're talking about the nuggets.
Yeah, 10 nuggets for $1.50. Gosh, I don't know what these are made out of.
And two sweet and sour sauce packets.
Yes.
I'll just like to point out is...
Dang, it's cheap.
At no point either of you ever mentioned what animal that nugget is ostensibly made out of, which is good because now I don't have to correct you.
That's it. They just say nugget. It's just all it's I want a nugget. It's nugget of something, man. That's what the sweet and sour sauce is for. Make it go down smooth.
It's true. It's a bread nugget with sweet and sour sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You could do worse.
Well, does it taste like a particular meat? No, it tastes like sweet and sour sauce. Thank the Lord.
What does the sweet and sour sauce taste like? Well, it tastes like sweet and sour sauce, but without the sour.
It tastes like sweet vinegar. That's what it tastes like.
Ingredients: corn syrup, light corn syrup, dark corn syrup,
and high fructose corn syrup. And red too.
Good old red too. My boy. Makes everything taste good.
So the last one I have that is appropriate for on air. Sorry, go on.
So long as we're still on Burger King. So the day my wife and I get married, we go after and start taking photos while everybody else goes to the reception area and starts having the food and stuff. And by the time we get back, food that had been set aside for us has now been sitting out quite warm. And our mother was like, don't eat that. Here's some money. Stop somewhere and get some. So we get all our stuff packed up and the goodbyes and whatnot. And we pull out, you know, in the honeymoon vehicle and hop on the highway. And we are both absolutely famished. Well, it's a highway at a point where there's not a whole lot of restaurant anywhere near that.
Beautiful and location, so, no restaurants.
Beautiful location. Yeah, not a lot of restaurants. And so the first place we found was the Burger King. So our first meal as a married couple was not the meal that we had at the wedding because we didn't even touch any of that food. It was literally Burger King drive-through.
Nice.
You a high-class couple right there.
And so we've loved Burger King drive-throughs ever since.
So similar-ish kind of story. My wife and I got engaged over on the east side of the state and driving back from a whole day of... We were at an event thing, and we had a photographer, so like we got photos taken and took a while to get out of there. Like, we're hungry, we're ready to eat. So we're looking on the highway signs for a good place to eat. And you pass up so many of like, well, yeah, we could go there, but maybe there'll be something better at the next exit. Well, yeah, we could go there, but we missed it. So we end up, just got engaged, first meal, McDonald's. So romantic.
Da-da-da-da-da. I married it.
I mean, it's better as a first engagement meal than it is as a first date meal. Am I right?
Hey.
Oh, no. You don't think that's a good, like a good test? Like, hey, let's go on a date. I'm going to take you to McDonald's. And if you're cool with that, then I know you're cool with a lot of other stuff.
You to McDonald's, and then we'll go walk around Walmart. And if you can stand that, we're good. Because that's what most of our married life is going to be.
Which Walmart? Because let me tell you, there's a difference.
And if they're down for both of those things, probably showed up in their PJs. Or at least, you know, PJ pants with a t-shirt.
It's true.
And flip-flops.
Gotta have the sweats.
And a hoodie. Yep.
People really like hoodies. I don't entirely get it. Sometimes I totally get sweatpants. Do you have a hoodie? I have a couple.
Okay. Because I just got like my first like true hoodie for Christmas. And it's like, finally, I have a hoodie. Like, I've had like zip-up hoodies and stuff before. But I want the kind of hoodie that's like pull on over the top. You got the little hand pouch that goes all the way through across the tummy and the hood and the strings. And it's like, it's very simple, but it's very cozy. And it's in like a couple sizes bigger. So it's like, it's really roomy and snuggly, which is brilliant.
It's a way to do it.
And if you want to know, the greatest child's chew toy ever is the string on your hoodie. You can hold a baby in your arm and they will stay there for as long as you want because they got the string and they just suck on the strings happily. Long time.
That sounds like a plan.
You just have to be careful not to let them pull one side all the way through to where you lose the other end of the string into the hoodie wrap.
Also, if you have a beard, they will stay entertained pulling your beard for quite some time as well.
Well, I have hoodie strings, but I have neither a child nor a significant beard. So my ability to apply most of this information is limited, but maybe some of our listeners will have
it. Just stash it away.
Yeah, put the one back in the file.
No, but that sounds like your $1 million baby toy idea. You make a hoodie string that's designed specifically to be chewed on. And so, like, it just clips onto you, so that way they can't, like, accidentally ingest it or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, hey, chew on this. And you design it so that, like, it doesn't get all frayed. Or maybe you do want it to get frayed, because maybe the kid likes that. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, you build it too high quality, they'll never buy another one. Thanks, if you actually want to make money, you sell something that people need to replace.
Like the Scrub Daddy.
What, is that the thing with, like, the detachable heads for washing dishes? Or is that
something? I mean, no. Like the wand thing? No, the Scrub Daddy is a sponge that looks like a dude's face. Well, like a smiley face.
Is it like a sponge or a shower sponge?
No, it's a dish sponge. It was on Shark Tank. I think it gets soft in warm water and stiff in cold water. So you can, like, use it to scrub, scrub caked on stuff, or you can just use it like a normal sponge.
But, I mean,
if you're trying to scrub caked on stuff, you really want it to be as warm as possible because it softens it up so much better.
Well, yeah.
Also, you can't be calling out the Scrub Daddy for being temporary when, like, literally every sponge is temporary.
Right, but they specifically marketed and designed and branded a brand of sponge other than just, hey, go buy generic sponge. It's like, no, you got to get a Scrub Daddy. Apparently, they work pretty well. I haven't had one.
I mean, I'm perfectly happy with just, like, a scouring, but what do I know? I'm not a professional cook, unlike some people here. Former professional cook.
There you go. And we use, just because something is your profession doesn't mean you're a professional at it.
Well, by definition.
Bro, by definition, maybe. Hey, there's expectations. You're a pro.
They may not be very high expectations, mind you.
Well, neither is the pay, so.
Hey.
You get what you don't pay for.
All right, so here's the last review that I got for On the Mics. And this, is, I think, is the weakest of all of them. This is by JRB for E&F Towing, Casper, Wyoming, 1 year ago. Locked out of our car. Called them and were told it would be $75 to get us in. Disclaimer, I understand this is a business and this is how they make their money. Asked, what if we don't have the full 75? The lady decided to laugh and say, guess you don't get in your car then. Again, I get it's a business, but to laugh at someone who's in need of help is terrible professionalism, not to mention customer service. 1 star.
Yikes.
You almost had it, my friend. You're almost there.
So it sounds like Casper kind of has some really crummy customer service.
Oh, no. Every place does. Trust me. I've read a lot of reviews. The problem is sometimes, here's the thing, the really good reviews are usually not the 1 star reviews. It's the 3 star reviews with the most inane reasoning for why they gave the 3 stars.
1 star is just, I'm ticked off and I hate it. 3 stars is, yeah, but this thing happened.
Yes. So, for example, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time, because this is not a polite review and may be construed as being derogatory towards certain people groups. But this is from iRobux 1 month ago. For the Walmart Supercenter in Wyoming, Michigan. This Walmart is located in a low-income area, where crimes are the usual. It's sad because this Walmart is a super Walmart and has everything you need, but the people who live in the surrounding area and the ones who shop at this location are the ones you need to avoid. The one at Cascade is great, but the inventory size is very small. If the Cascade Walmart had this much inventory as this, that would be amazing. I'm sure the people who work at the Wyoming Walmart are great people, but the many who frequent it at this Walmart are not great. It's a Walmart conveniently placed in an impoverished region, and they're taking advantage of the people who live there. I don't know what the planners of Walmart were thinking when they decided to place this Walmart in this location. Don't come to this Walmart if you have a nice car, such as an Audi or Mercedes, or if you have nice clothes or accessories, as the people around here will destroy the car or rob you for sure, as that's what happened to us since we drove a rented Maserati here and had to explain to the dealership that we did not damage it ourselves. Another situation happened with me when I had to go here, as the Cascade Walmart had a fire a few years ago, so it closed. I was robbed while wearing a Patek watch, and the robber demanded that I give him it, so I did. And that's just the major events that took place that I've experienced. I've seen many other ridiculous stuff at this Walmart, but have not happened to me personally. Please make an effort to drive to the Cascade Walmart if you can. The inventory there is a lot smaller, but it's worth it if you value your belongings and possibly life. Only go to this Wyoming location if you have absolutely no choice or other circumstances. 2 stars.
Dang.
2 stars?
2 stars. Because great selection. Guy's super racist, but he at least is fair.
Apparently he rents Maseratis.
Apparently he rents Maseratis.
Who does that and takes it to any Walmart?
Takes it to Walmart? I don't know.
Like, we got the Maserati rental money, but hey, we still got to go get bread.
Dude, I tell you, I don't get it. I do not understand. Now, to be fair, this Walmart does serve a, shall we say, impoverished region. And if you are the sort of person who has problems with those people, you're not going to like this Walmart. Or, you know, you could maybe understand that not everybody has a ton of money and has to shop at Walmart.
It's true.
But yeah, I don't know what you're doing. Like, if you can afford a nice watch and rent a car, why are you shopping at a Wyoming Walmart?
How far away from the Wyoming Walmart is the Cascade one?
I have no idea. I've never been to it. Let me pull that up real quick. Well, I mistyped it, but...
I just like the escalation from our rental car got damaged and a guy stole my watch to, if you value maybe your life, don't go here.
Do not go here. It is about 8 miles from the Wyoming Walmart, or 13 and a half kilometers. It is just north of the Gerald R. Ford International Airport.
Hey, I've been there.
Traveled between
travel
the
time. Well, Google estimates this as being about 21 minutes, and the Walmart near me is probably about 2 minutes. So let's round generously and say 15-minute difference.
See, I figure if you have a Maserati, you don't mind a longer drive.
Well,
you think not?
The reviewer did say he only goes to this Walmart when he can't go to the Cascade because it's not available.
Are there no other stores?
I mean, there's a Meijer just across the highway.
Well, there you go. Like
that I usually go to because I'm a Meijer fan.
Why isn't customer loyalty to Walmart?
So that you can afford your Maserati, apparently.
Ah, maybe that's it. He lives this frugal lifestyle, buys stuff at Walmart, and he's on the grind every day. So we can afford to rent Maserati. Why would you rent a fancy car?
I don't know.
It's so temporary.
It's probably to pick up his date from McDonald's before they went to Walmart.
It's true. Winning on the relationship skills. But yeah, that's...
I want to know why you can even rent Maserati, period. That seems like you're asking for trouble as a rental
place. That I cannot... I mean, you can rent some nice cars at rental places. Also, oh my goodness, Maserati's not cheap.
I mean, it's an Italian luxury car.
It is an Italian. I did not know it was an Italian luxury car, but I'm now understanding the price range to put this in.
I feel like any Italian vehicle to me would be a luxury.
Isn't Fiat Italian?
I probably don't know.
Yeah, it is. So sure, Fiat's a luxury car.
I mean, they are adorable.
Kia is an import, so you know that's got to be a fancy car, right?
Mm.
But yeah, you too could get an Italian luxury car for about $16,000.
Wait, is that a Fiat?
It's a Fiat 500.
It would seat one of in style.
Yes. Guaranteed to hit legal speed minimums on some freeways. If you're not going uphill.
Well, I've seen some Fiats in Kalamazoo. What do you do in the winter? I feel like there's no way that car is going to be able to do anything in the winter.
I mean, it's probably not a... I don't know.
I want to know how there's not, like, a group of people on the internet that go around just flipping over people's Fiats for fun. Because it would only take like one or two of you to tip the thing on its side and run away.
We're going Fiat tipping.
Exactly.
Well, probably because it's illegal.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, you can't just screw somebody's property like that.
Hey, you're kind of doing them a favor.
You would probably break the mirror of whatever side you tipped it over onto.
Yes, true. You would
probably total... made out of plastic anyway.
You would total the Fiat.
You'd just be like, I don't know, it was a gust of wind come through and flip the thing over, I'm sure of it.
That doesn't... I mean, that might work in Casper. That defense will not fly in Michigan.
I don't really see many Fiats in Casper. That's
because they all got blown away.